A new film festival in Ohio focuses on the importance and contributions of agriculture in the state, across the country, and the world. It's called the Germinate International Film Fest, set for August 16th and 17th in Hillsboro, west of Chillicothe. Here to talk with me about that is Festival Director Brooke Beam. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's called the Germinate International Film Fest.
Right. So germinate is basically meaning to start to grow or to establish a crop.
So why have this festival about agriculture?
Well, agriculture is the largest industry in the state of Ohio. It's something that it covers a lot of our land mass here in the state. And across the nation, it's a growing trend that consumers of products, so that would be everyone, consumers of agricultural products are very disconnected from their producers. So this festival has an opportunity to connect consumers with agricultural producers and also help agricultural producers perfect their craft of telling stories and connecting to audiences through film.
What are some of the films you'll be featuring?
So we have over 60 films that we'll be highlighting at the festival. They range from everything from a local fifth grader who made a minute and a half film about his steer that he'll be taking to the county fair, all the way to feature-length films that are about an hour and a half long. So a few of those films are The Pollinators, which is all about bees and pollination in the United States. We have Sky Grazers, which is about the flying farmers. We have films that highlight family farms in Ohio and across the country. So we have a great variety of things.
So you said Sky Grazers about the flying farmers?
Correct.
Tell me about that.
So Sky Grazers is a film that is about the Flying Farmers Club. And so the Flying Farmers is it's a national and international group of farmers who are aviation enthusiasts. So the film is highlighting the connection between agriculture and aviation and the shortage that is the shortage of agricultural producers and also in people in the aviation industry.
What is missing today, do you think, from people and what they understand about the agriculture industry?
The average individual in the United States is at minimum three generations removed from agricultural production and living on a farm. So research has found that most consumers, when they're shown images of modern agriculture production, have an extreme disconnect with what the modern practices are. So we hope to connect consumers with images of modern agricultural production that are commonplace. In fact, you know, some studies have shown that in entertainment that you see on television, the images of agriculture are at least 30 years old. So the practices that you're seeing are dated from the 1980s.
Right. There wouldn't be much technology like we use today.
Correct. So we want to showcase that the technology that's there, the modern practices, the efficiency, and the great lengths that these producers are going to improve water quality and the safety of their products.
What is some of that technology that's going to be on some of these films?
So we have a lot of the films are showcasing the GPS technology, all the different features of tractors. There's a lot of drone footage that you get to see and, you know, just modern production practices and how things are global and the size of things. Almost all of the farms in the United States, like 97% of the farms in the United States are family farms. They're just larger just because, you know, the equipment can do more capacity than what they could have 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Brooke Beam, Ohio State University Extension Educator and Director of a new film festival on agriculture called the Germinate International Film Fest. It takes place this week in Hillsboro. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me on.